Hilakasla nukom kuimolas. Käyt lakko nomkissa kluda mamalelakla. Omun kasvun kuakuisala kan kuakidas hiohi kotlas. I hiohana hiohan tuklakada asapa. Käylas lotleita mamalle nikkanok isano. Niks isä ikkanok vaileelas no. Pakkomikeno. Mistä aivan nokkalle koljakuita. My name is Vera Newman. I'm from the Numbris and also from the Mamalekla from Willits Island. And I just want to touch on maybe what we would call values in the English language. When I was younger, we never grew up. See, I never, myself, my age group never grew up watching potlatches. And I was born in a time when the government and the missionaries came along and didn't want us to be native people, didn't want us to practice our customs, didn't want us to sing our songs. We were strapped in school for even speaking our language. And my first language was Kwakola, our language. And it's important for me to talk about that because I think a lot of people don't realize what our history is, even though there's movies made and there's books written. A lot of it's not done by our own people, the books especially. But we have our center here where we want our young people to learn everything they can about who we are as a Kwakwala people. So the values that we grew up with, the one thing that once we were allowed to practice our customs again, the first and most important teaching that Granny and them taught us was how important it was to be respectful, to respect your property, respect each other, respect our land, respect everything that we have, and most of all, to respect yourself. And those are the things that we want to instill in our young people today, because our world has changed so fast for our people living in our communities now. They pushed our people right out of the fishing industry. And in order to practice our customs, it takes a lot of money, takes a lot of time. And because when we invite people to our community, to our potlatches, it's our responsibility to feed our guests, and it's our responsibility to give gifts to, because they're witnessing what we're doing as a family, whether we're naming a new baby or a mourning song for a loved one that has passed on to the spirit world. And today I feel very grateful that our good Creator gave us all the wonderful gifts that He gave us, because we're very generous people. We share what we have. We have a wonderful custom that has made us very strong in our spiritual world, with our own spirit. So no matter what they've done to our people and continue to do today, our spirit is still strong. And it's up to us, my age group now, to continue to pass those teachings on, which our grandmother, who I'm so grateful for, Granny Ahua and the old lady Agnes Grandma, they're the ones that were willing to help us when we were allowed to practice again our customs. And in 74-75, we turned our Nimkis nursery school into a cultural school and started teaching our young people our own songs and our own dances. So I feel good about that as my part of keeping our culture alive, and really feel strong about the teachings of our culture. It's not just about dancing and singing. It's really important to know the values and the teachings of our culture. So that's where I fit today. Bela Kasla, and thank you for listening.